Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Why don't they, in these situations especially, where you could have a situation, you know, occur where shots are going to be fired, how do you not have a body cam on? That's where I'm at. You'd think in 2020, that's part of the deal.
Yeah. Well, think about Ahmaud Arbery, right? Like, what if that had not been filmed? And that wasn't an officer-related shooting. But
from my understanding, hell, that dude thought that film was what he filmed was gonna get them off. It was gonna be a self-defense, because if it turned around, it's the best evidence we got.
It's incriminating, right?
It's the best evidence that Arbery's got in this whole case. You know, that his family has. So again, that was a. You know, a guy who may or may not been, looks like was either part of the deal, whatever else. I'm telling you, again, for both sides, John, for both sides, for the folks that do this tough job too, that put their lives on the line, they should have the camera on. They should want the camera on, unless they're, you know, throwing the rules and all that to the side.
Yeah.
But it's apparently mandated now in Louisville, and again, I say maybe you avoid these situations when we know darn well there'll be another.
All right, we will come back. Jeff Cogg is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about a number of things. Stick around. Jason and John on Eastern FM, ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, middays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
What's the best way to show someone you love them, Howie?
You get engaged.
That's
you
right.
You get down on one knee and you pop the question. And you can be sure if your ring comes from Robert Irwin Jewelers that she's going to say yes.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is the only place to get engaged.
Exactly. And we've got a ring for anybody's budget, starting at around $599 and going on up. You can pick your center diamond. You can pick your mounting. You can put it all together. You can get a custom ring. Free financing. Bigger, brighter diamonds. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
RIJewelers.com and all five locations now open.
Get ready to fall in love with driving again in your new Kia from Gossett Kia on the Pike. Get everything you want with the 2020 Forte, just $131 a month. Or hit the road in 2020 Soul, $148 a month, and transform your driving experience this fall in the all-new 2021 K5, now $189 a month. All 36-month leases in just $31.49 due at signing, and you'll get peace of mind you can trust with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. It's time to get your Kia on at Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J; he'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE224963, Soul, L712-0906, K5MG003199. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF59875. Excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details. Not all customers will qualify.
Is your fantasy football team depressing you every week? You don't need that kind of negativity in your life, especially in 2020. You do need a chance at $1,000 every week with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Just get to radio.com/pick'em.
picks every week. No lineups, no spreads, no rosters. Just pick the winner. The team with the most picks right every week gets $1,000. It's an easy decision. Pick winning. The Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Make your picks now at radio.com/picks.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the made-to-order, meant-to-last engagement ring guarantee. Pick your diamond and setting, and RIJ will make you a brand new ring with a 365-day money-back guarantee. Stress-free engagement ring shopping every day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to help and remind you that you are not alone. Listen to the two-hour I'm Listening special right now at imlistening.org. The special features in-depth discussion with members of TLC, Jon Bon Jovi, Katy Perry, Luke Combs, DJ Khaled, and many more, along with some of the most respected names in helping and healing. For details and more information, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
Honey, do you hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, my God, the roof is leaking! Okay, I got this. Look out, coming through.
What are you doing?
I'm catching the water to keep us from drowning. What are you doing?
I'm calling Bennett Roofing. They've got 24-hour emergency service and can get our roof fixed in no time. Put those pots away. I just washed those.
Licensed and insured, Bennett Roofing offers 24-hour emergency service on all roof repair. Visit them at BennettRoofingMemphis.com or call them at 901-359-9708.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need from job lot quantities to small supply runs delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing, so are we. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Hey, couch surfers, we've got nonstop tunes to keep you rocking while you work.
Oh, and Colleen, yes, you Colleen with a K. Your free trial of Movie Plus ends tomorrow and your card may be charged. Do you want to continue or cancel?
So meet Eno, the Capital One assistant. Eno looks out for surprise charges, like when free trials expire, and helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Limitations apply.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
You can't catch my juke, can't catch my wave.
Damn, Kane, you done kill Abel. Unbalanced land trying to keep the people stable. The way I feel, I might get all up. The way you feel, you might do it for the buck. All black, born to be a rebel. After this, I might go in water down the devil. Listen to everything around me, I can't see. You picked a dozen roses and left the in Galilee rolling thunder. Don't hear my cry, don't let alibi special by following.
Last week is in the books. Now it's time to review the tape and prepare for this week. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings. They're the leader in one-day fantasy sports. So to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings got a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head on over to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. It's very simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching the game quite like having a shot at millions of dollars in prize. They have paid out billions of dollars to winners since 2012, so they know a thing or two about cold, hard cash. Download the DraftKings app now. Use code WMFS. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week, so don't miss out on the Week 3 action. Enter code WMFS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Jeff Cox is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about coronavirus in Memphis and more. But before we get to that, Martin Giannato popped in here, as he does every so often, and he asked us a very simple question. He said, is Memphis going to get Jonathan Lawson? It's a hell of a question. It's a hell of a question, and it was one that at times has been in doubt because at one time Memphis had offered, and they were in there. Then they didn't make the top five. Then they've gotten back in there, and he's going to announce his decision, I believe, October the 7th, I want to say. Like, his birthday is, that I think, that day, and he's going to announce his decision that day. You know, the way I see it, man, to be quite honest with you, is it's just sort of my default when it comes to Penny Hardaway at the University of Memphis, which is, if it's a local and Penny wants him, he's going to Memphis. When has that failed you? When has that logic failed you? It has not. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know people will push back on Kennedy and Kennedy Chandler, but the truth is the truth on that one. I mean, Memphis had just decided to go in a different direction.
Could end up being a mistake.
Could be. Matthew Morrell. They were not recruiting Matthew Morrell. He goes to Ole Miss. Maybe it ends up being a mistake. Well, don't know.
If you got Matthew Morrell, though, do you go get Landers Nolly? Because if you got Matthew Morrell, then you probably didn't get Jalen Green. And if you didn't, right, if you don't miss on Jalen Green,
you would think so,
right? Go after Landers Nolly. So that may work out. But to your point, Memphis kid that I clearly thought was, and forgive me, take me out of it, but I think a great many people, even Penny Hardaway, knows is special. You allowed him to go down to Ole Miss, no question about it. Now again, a little bit different than Kennedy, I would say, especially when it comes to ranking.
Yep.
I mean, Kennedy's either the best point guard in the country or the second best. Like, that's pretty unanimous on that as far as it's concerned. In this case, you know, Penny's got his eye on other guards. We'll see. That one could, it's still up for debate.
Right.
Because again, I tell you, it doesn't help you in terms of where he's going, right? He could shine there, and it's a little bit different when they're doing it at Tennessee. That's it. He clearly made a decision. And to this point, you know, Penny's made most of the right ones. You know, when it comes to this recruiting thing, he's got it pretty licked.
He does.
So far.
He does. And so, you know, sort of the way that I look at it, I know there's a lot of sort of repetition in terms of guys on the roster who do a lot of the same thing. You know, Nesbitt, Debo, Coleman, who they're recruiting, everything you got coming back. You know, and I think that does complicate some things because you
got Minot signed up.
Minot is top 30. Well,
committed.
You know, and all these guys are 6'6", 6'7", you know, 6'8", right? Like, so they were all in that, so they'd presumably be fighting for the same minutes. But you know, this is, and again, you don't know what's coming back on the roster, so it, again, complicated, but you can't make any promises if you're Penny. So if you want a promise, if you want guarantees, like, it ain't going to be Memphis. But they don't make any promises at Kentucky either. They don't make any promises at Duke either. You got to earn. You got to earn your playing time. You got to earn your minutes. Why can't Memphis be in that echelon? Why can't Memphis be in that conversation where, you know, of course, if you're Jalen Green, you're starting. But if you're not, you know, yeah, you're going to have to come in. You're going to have to beat out Boogie. You're going to have to come out. You're going to have to come in and beat out A-Lo. You're going to have to come in and beat out Damian Ball and Lester Quinones and those guys if you want to play. And if you can't do that, you'll be coming off the bench. What's wrong with that? And nothing wrong with that. That happens at every good program. The freshman, for the most part, come in and they, you know, unless he's a one-and-done type of guy, probably coming off the bench, probably playing a reserve role. And then they get their they bide their time. They wait for their turn. It comes in a year or two, and you keep that thing going. That's how you build a program. That's how you sustain a program in college basketball. So that's how I look at this class. You know, it's a foundational class, I think. And in some ways, it's not more important than 2020 because 2019, the 2019 class was Penny's arrival. It was the announcement that everything you thought I could do, I did. You thought I could come in and get all the local talent, I did. And I did better than you thought I'd do. I got the number one recruiting class in America, which has never happened at this program. So 2019 was a declaration. 2019 was a you know, it's basically the inauguration of Penny Hardaway at the University of Memphis. This is how it can be. This is how it's going to go. And 2020 was, you know, it was a year of great turbulence, right? Because Mike leaves, you know, Jalen Green gets the Godfather deal from the G League at the last minute.
Could have been in a really tough spot.
But you still wind up.
You were,
right?
Frankly.
But you still wind up with Musa. You still wind up with Landers Nolly. The second, you still wind up with, we'll see what happens with DeAndre Williams. And Ahmad Rand's going to be a guy who, you know, does something for you. But 2021 to me is the foundation, you know, because some of these guys are going to be moving on, and you need to sort of bring in the reinforcements. And I think that's what they're trying to do. Not necessarily one and dones, but they're bringing in guys who are going to be in the program, embedded in the program, who develop here, And ideally, in 2-3 years, you'll be able to point to a guy like Nesbitt and say he came in as a top 75 guy, and he's on a first-round mock draft, right, or whatever the case may be. Minot, when he got here, was top 30. Now he's going in the lottery. You know, these are things you want to be able to point to or say in 2-3 years down the line.
The thing that I find most interesting, particularly to where you started with Giannotto popping here and asking about Lawson, is this. You know, we said sort of when you lose Jalen, you lose Mike. We even asked the question, do you sort of do a refocus, right? And you offer all the guys at Memphis because now you're in a spot where maybe you can't recruit as highly nationally and you got to get all the best local guys. What I'm getting at is I'm curious at what changed Penny's mind because he had clearly made a decision to go in a different direction other than the Lawsons. You know, his older brother, Chandler Lawson, goes to Oregon. And here's the thing. Like, so Jonathan – he blows up a little bit, right? Gets the Gatorade Player of the Year, walking triple double. We get all that, but we literally watched Penny with Matthew Morrill. In that instance, he stayed with the decision.
Yep.
He changed course on Jonathan.
Yep.
Offered late, and so I don't know if we'll ever get the straight answer or the real answer. Probably more likely to do it should Jonathan end up a Tiger, because again, if he picks one of those other five schools, you'll probably never get this story. Penny doesn't. Why is he talking about him at that point? But. What changed his mind in terms of the dealings with the Lawsons? Because if you remember, that got a little frosty at one point, at least in the instance that, look, we're going to do our thing,
yep.
They're going to do their thing. It wasn't the two together weren't a thing anymore. And so from that standpoint, I just wonder, when we've watched him, a kid he knew well in Matthew Morrill, allowed him to go to Ole Miss, you're not really a factor in there, he could have done that with Jonathan.
Yep.
Particularly once you get Josh Minot. So, it's complete 180 in terms of what it looked like at one point, willing to move on without him, and we said at one point, too, John, when you make that offer, okay, at that point, maybe you're in a position where now you got to make sure you get everything locally because you're not gonna be as strong nationally. Well, he's proven us wrong on this part about, well, he's not going to still be able to reach out and touch people nationally. Look at Minot. Look at Nesbitt he's involved with. Like, they're doing that right now, and a ton of others, they're still doing that. And yet, you went out of your way after this kid's put out a top five to make sure that you're back on them and wanting him to know. So I just, it's that part of this. What changed? What changed his mind in terms of, was it the 25 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists? He's just too good to let go? Because we've seen other good players in Memphis. Again, Morrill, Kennedy Chandler, he's sort of made his decision now, I'm good there. He's clearly made a decision that he needs Jonathan Lawson. And I just wonder, the mindset change there, what all went into that? Because, again, is it the player himself? Because he's still recruiting nationally, John.
Yep, he is.
This isn't a changing of the gears because all of a sudden you can only get local guys now, sort of like Josh there.
Correct.
Last couple of years.
And not
it's
even
not
that,
that
as much.
He's proven it to us that he's going to still recruit nationally even with the staff that he's got right now.
Right.
And so that's not it. He's fallen back in love with Jonathan Lawson and the idea of having him. And maybe it's this too, I just wonder, too, there's always the possibility you got one family member, you could end up with another one long down the road. Again, that's not to say,
right,
Chandler's leaving Oregon anytime soon, but that you could have another twofer possibly later on down the road. Just things changed clearly.
They did.
And we thought at one point it's based on, well, Penny's got to change the plan and the approach because nationally he won't have the pull that he did when he had Mike on there, so you better lock local down. Well, that theory's out the window.
Yeah.
And he's still on him. Could have let him just go to the five, just have the five. But no, he jumped back in there.
He did,
and once it is clearly dead set on getting Jonathan.
Yeah, and I honestly I mean, I know this. Penny has loved Jonathan for a long time.
He had him at one point.
A long time,
But he had Chandler too.
Going back to when he got the job, he always loved Johnny Money. As we know, things kind of went south between the Lawsons and Penny at one point. It played out pretty publicly here on the show. There were some, I would say hurt feelings probably about, the fact that Chandler did or didn't get the offer from the University of Memphis. Understandably, I think that's, understandably so. So I think that's kind of hanging over everything, right? But I think when, Penny is a competitive guy, and I think that drives him a lot of times. And I think that when you tell Penny he can't do something, right, like when he's out on when he's not on the top five, he's like, oh, watch this. Watch me get this kid, I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, but he must clearly – it can't just be that because you had Jalen Green, you thought, when you let Matthew Morrill go.
Mm-hmm.
That in this case, you got Josh Minot.
Yep.
you thought, this kid's got a top five that doesn't include Memphis. There's every reason to let him go. You let his older brother go.
Yep.
But so it just feels like more than I'm going to prove I can get this one.
I think
Penny fell back in love with this.
Yes.
You know, at some point, or maybe he never fell out of love, but decided, I want him on my roster.
It was interesting because he fell in
there
love,
were other choices.
He fell out, then he offered, then he kind of pulled back. Now he's back in. So it has been a very on and off again relationship. But it appears to be on again.
It clearly, clearly part of this, no doubt about it, maybe the majority of it, it speaks to the talent that Jonathan has become.
Absolutely.
You talked about him when you saw him in that game that had those athletes
TV.
In it. When you were on TV. I was trying to remember how many weeks ago that was.
It was
Nobody needs to pat you on the butt anymore about that. I'm talking about what you were actually covering.
Yes.
When he was fantastic and proved and apparently proved to you that day he could be Memphis' starting point guard at some point in his future. Either way, what I'm getting at
for a while.
Is the player that he has become, you know that's certainly part of it and maybe the majority of it. Maybe he's just too good. Like Matthew Morrell, good too. Think he's going to be great at Ole Miss, but you think you got Jalen at one point, you let that roll. Kennedy Chandler, you know, at number one, number two ranked point guard, depending upon which one you look at, you decide, you know what, I've got higher priorities in terms of Kennedy Chandler. With Jonathan Lawson, you had every opportunity with Josh Minot committed, another big guard, to stay out of it, but he decides, you know what, and I just wonder how much of that is because people think now Jonathan, you know, Penny Hardaway thinks Jonathan's going to be an absolute stud at the college level. I got to have him. You know, clearly the approach changed, but not for the reasons we initially thought they were.
Well, when you watch Jonathan, I take credit. I was the first person to profile the Lawsons in a Memphis publication. And if you followed them for as long as they've been in the Memphis area, like there's an archetype, right, of the law, typically. Like, you know, long, super long. Maybe not the most athletic, right? Like Dedrick was certainly more, deliberate, very deliberate in his basketball actions. You watch Jonathan, like he is by far, he moves better than his brothers. He's got more ball skills than his brothers, more athletic than his brothers. Like he does more than, and again, Dedrick is great. And KJ was great. He had a very good college career. Chandler is obviously in the thick of his, but I feel like Jonathan has the highest ceiling. That's my opinion. I think the fact that he's in the hundreds is criminal, to be quite honest with you. I mean, he's better than that. You cannot tell me there are 130 some odd kids in this country in the class 2021 that are better than him. It's not possible. It's just not possible. But you know, I think he's got the highest. Maybe he hasn't scratched it. As quickly as Dedrick did, but I actually think he has a chance to be the best. And because of all of that, he's athletic, can move, can defend, he's long, you know, got a good jumper, got a pretty good jump shot. You know, I like him. I'm a fan of him, and I think he'd look good in a Memphis uniform. You know, I think he's a guy who you can put anywhere on the court, anywhere. But point guard, two guard, wing, little four even. I think he can play. I think absolutely he can play that position. So we shall see. Well, no. I mean, it could be a busy month for Memphis because even Big Sam's going to announce at some point. Sam Iomide, Anu.
Who'll be the next great big at Memphis?
Possibly. You know, possibly. I mean, you don't really – that's the thing about it. There's a guy I was talking to somebody who saw Memphis practice yesterday. And the thing they said about Musa was that, you know, he's definitely athletic, but he's going to need lobs. Like, basically, the guards are going to have to make him great. And that's pretty much for every big that Memphis is
– As opposed to
him just being great, like, on his own, like James Wiseman or something.
Oh, I mean, we knew – saying that he needed polish offensively. Like, that is not a done deal.
Yeah.
I won't say raw.
But the way that Memphis recruits bigs, like, they're not going to be recruiting bigs who just come in and, you know, average 20 and 10. You know, they're going to have guys who finish lobs, high-point targets – and can block shots. That's all they need. It's a guard-oriented offense, period, point blank. So that's all you need. You know, and that's not, is that derogatory?
No, it's different than Wiseman where you're running offense through
100%.
Him. You're literally recruiting guys to play inside-outside game with him based on having that anchor in the middle offensive. You're going to run stuff through him. You're going to do a little bit of high-low. That's because of Wiseman's skill set.
100%.
Not same with Musa. I think we all absolutely understand what you're saying there.
Yeah. But anyway.
You don't need to run anything for Musa. It's all going to be lobs, stick backs, and that's what it needs to be for him.
Fun times over there at the University of Memphis for sure. All right, we will come back. Jeff Coggins is going to join us on the other side. We will talk to him about all of this and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Then Jeff Coggins mornings. Jason and John middays. Giannotto and Jeffrey. Then Gary Parish afternoons. The Titans, the Bulls, the NFL, the SEC, Tigers talk. This is the Mid-South's biggest sports station and the number one place for sports in Memphis. Live on the radio.com app with Rewind, where you can always rewind and listen to our local shows like a DVR. Alexa and smart speakers say play 92.9
ESPN. 92.9
ESPN.
ESPN from radio.com.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the made-to-order, meant-to-last engagement ring guarantee. Pick your diamond and setting, and RIJ will make you a brand new ring with a 365-day money-back guarantee. Stress-free engagement ring shopping every day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
This is Gary Parish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the entire nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop in. Here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we have delivered over 2,300 custom-fit stance shirts in a year. We take three measurements, load in the computer, and it gives us the perfect fit shirt out of 175 tries to fit you. Once we get the perfect fit, you have over 150 fabrics to choose from, starting at $98, and 7 days later, bam, shirt is delivered. Gary, you are not an off-the-rack fit, and you know yours fit perfect. No more baggy Michelin man fit or rolling up those sleeves to look like a barbershop quartet.
I could not buy off the rack. That's why I don't buy off the rack. I get my shirts custom made at James Davis. If you need one, same kind I own, you know where to go. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center. They're on the web, jamesdavisstore.com. Check that website, jamesdavisstore.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you like extra cash, the Kroger Rewards MasterCard is the card for you. You'll earn 5% cash back on the first $2,500 you spend. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this: everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Free background information available upon request.
Hey, it's me, your cousin, from Boston. I'm on the radio doing ads for Sam Adams. Now I'll be known as the Sam Adams guy instead of the dude who fell in the quarry. Sam Adams Boston Lager is crisp and refreshing, which is why I bring a six-pack wherever I go, except the movies anymore. Sam Adams, from Boston, with love. Here's a legal pot. Watch how fast I can read. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly. Now, is that 30 seconds? Are we even close?
Curiosity Stream has thousands of documentary films and shows available on demand on any device. We're the Netflix for nerds, the Hulu for history buffs, the Disney Plus for the scientist in us. There sure are a lot of streaming services, aren't there? Curiosity Stream is the one you definitely need if you're the type to nature doc and chill, if you're an armchair astronaut, if you prefer physics to psychics, or perhaps you know a precocious paleontologist. Go to curiositystream.com to learn more and sign up today.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we're booked solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Everywhere you look these days, things are starting to come back. Football, school, the institutions that make up the fabric of our lives. So there's no better time to come back and visit another enduring Memphis institution, Oak Hall. Seriously, if you haven't been back, stop in and see them today. You'll find the same helpful people and the same beautiful clothing. I know I always feel restored just walking through the place. Pick up some shorts or knit shirts from Peter Millar. Get yourself something for the outdoors. I've loved stopping in at Oak Hall on a fall weekend just to browse. And since you'll likely be watching the football games on TV this year, it's a way of getting a little taste of normal back in your lives. During the last 6 months, I think we've all learned how much relationships matter. Relationships with family and friends, and also with the institutions and places that we hold dear. For a whole lot of Memphians, Oak Hall is one of those places. So stop in and see your old friends sometime soon.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Is the highest rated, most anticipated, biggest sports columnist in the city of Memphis. You can hear him every morning from 9 to 11. Read him over at the Daily Memphian. Jeff, on RaiderImage.com right now, I can purchase a Pirate Crystal Las Vegas jacket for the low, low price of $3,000. Does a 2-0 start warrant this purchase?
Well, I would think just from the winnings alone on the Raiders, you would easily be able to finish to purchase that.
No. So you're I do not bet on the Raiders, though I did have +6 last week. So I didn't win on them last week.
Here's the other thing. Unlike my Buffalo Bills, who've only beaten crappy teams, your Raiders took on the New Orleans Saints.
Yes.
And emerged triumphant. I'd buy 3 of those jackets.
Oh, you'd buy 3 of them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one for each win and one for the win that's about to come.
Oh, wow,
right?
Okay,
I mean,
wow.
You actually have a legit win to your name, unlike my beloved Buffalo Bills or, let's be honest,
the Bears.
The Tennessee Titans.
Or the Bears.
Or the Bears, for that matter, yeah. A lot of all those 2-0 teams, frauds, but not your Raiders. Your Raiders, ooh, every bit of $3,000 jacket.
Okay, so... Do you have any, like, okay, so here's what's interesting. Like, Jason has Bears gear. I have so much Raiders gear. I buy Raiders gear every single week. Do you have any Bills gear at all?
I have one Bills t-shirt. I do have one Bills t-shirt. I got it, I think, when I was, remember my kids for Christmas last year bought me the tickets to the playoff game. And I think in preparation for that, I bought one Bills t-shirt. That's it. Yeah, I don't like to, you know, advertise. I don't like to go over, you know, I like to be restrained in all things, particularly my fandom. You know, my heart hurts too much as it is. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, do you guys even have do you guys have an official team store in Buffalo? Like, is there a
of course.
Okay.
No,
come
like,
on, man.
One of the really fun things about going to that game in Houston was how many Bills fans were there.
Bills Mafia.
And how much, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And they were all decked out in Bills stuff. Yeah. Every bit as much as the Raiders. The Raiders fan base, it's not unlike the Raiders themselves. It was great in the 70s, right? But
since then, what the hell have you done lately? Well, and whereas the Bills fan base, I'll be honest, the Bills fan base is what the Raiders used to be. It is the new greatest fan base. The mafia, whereas is like the black hole. The black hole's not even, it's moved. It doesn't even exist anymore, right? So the Bills fan base, I don't, like, it is the most celebrated in the NFL right now. I mean, listen, the Lambeau Leap is old. Dallas fans are obnoxious. What fan base is better than the Bills fan base? None.
Jeremy Pruitt got an extension and a raise. Extensions through 2025. Looked like a smart move for Tennessee, you think, Jeff?
Well, it is fun.
I completely agree.
But it is interesting. I think he'll probably, like, I think recruiting matters, but it is interesting. Like, that's a recruiting raise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, what else could it be?
It's like an anticipatory raise, really.
And they're probably not going to be able to get it to him after 6-5 this year, right? So you do it now, and you base it on recruiting, right?
You do it now, and you know who got recruiting raises? Josh Pastner did.
He did,
right?
He did.
Like that, the big contract he got wasn't for what he'd done. He just got his ass beat by Michigan State, as I recall. Contract, and he was being wooed by USC or whoever it was, USC. UNL, whatever. Remember that?
Yep.
It wasn't for what he had done. It was what he was about to do. And he never did it. Not befitting that raise. And so I hope things turn out better for Tennessee. But there's no question it is an anticipatory raise. It is not based on his level of accomplishment, because that's pretty modest at this point.
Yeah. We are, of course, talking to Jeff Calkins. He joins us every single Thursday here on the show. Okay, I do want to get into some local matters, which, unfortunately, we have more to talk about as it relates to COVID than we do with local sports. Maybe someday that will change. But I do want to get into the bar decision. You know, I am somebody that pays a great deal of attention. You know, I've heard you talk about it. You're over it. You don't want to see the daily numbers. You don't care about the daily numbers. You're just living your life. Well, I'm doing both. I'm living my life, but I am very interested in what we're doing as a community. And listen, if you paid attention the last few weeks, very good trend, in my opinion. Very good trend based on positivity rates, based on how many tests we're doing, things of that nature. And as a result, the health department seems to agree. They are opening up bars. Now, there are restrictions. There are limits. It ain't quite what Indiana is doing. Indiana said everything can come back. You can have a fair. You can have all the fans at your arenas. Like, it's, they've gone off the deep end. But do you believe that this will be a decision? And I know you're not an epidemiologist, but whatever. Do you think this is a decision that you know, the Shelby County Health Department will come to regret in allowing bars to reopen?
No, I don't. And didn't they also, like, take restrictions off of commercial establishments, stores, and stuff like that? I think there's no more pop, you know. Hey, listen, there's a lot of people who are out there saying, I can't believe they did this with bars because there were these tripwires, right?
Yes.
These numbers that were supposed to be met, and they weren't met. Like, one of them was the reproduction rate was supposed to be one or below, meaning if you have it, you've only given it to one person. Well, it was 1.1. And there were five different tripwires. Many of them hadn't been met, et cetera. And so there were various people outraged. Here's where I believe we are. We're just going to muddle along until we get a vaccine, right? We're going to muddle along in this sort of half-alive, half-dead state. And as a society.
I think we're half-dead. I mean.
but as a society, we're kind of closed down, kind of open, kind of, you know, whatever. And so we're going to muddle along, and they're going to go ahead and see, okay, can we muddle a little bit more? Can we do that? Can we, you know, we've been having restaurants open inside, et cetera, schools open mostly, the suburban schools certainly. Can we do this and get away with it, right? I got no problems, because they've actually proven they will pull back, right? Bars were open, and then they closed again. So I have no problems, given that we're all in this sort of let's see what we can do without, you know, causing a giant outbreak.
Right.
I got no problems with it, particularly given it felt like it was to some extent random what was closed and open before. So in the interest of equity and fairness, I don't really have any problem with it. I mean, there is a optics problem when bars are open and schools are not, right? That's an optics issue. And when they simply say, can you believe Memphis, Tennessee, you can go get a drink at a bar, but kids can't go to school.
Right.
That looks crazy.
Yep.
Because, among other things, the people who go to the bar are more apt to die from it than the people who go to the school, than the kids, certainly. So it kind of looks crazy, but no, I do not have any problem with it. And I am heartened by the fact that the health department feels like they're comfortable with it, because fundamentally they've been more conservative than most. Just look at how they handle the Liberty Bowl, right?
Yep.
It does not appear to be a reckless health department in that regard. So if they think we can go to bars, that to me seems like a good sign. And if we can muddle along with a little more, that's good.
Well, what's interesting that you mentioned schools, because I have some friends who were all gung-ho about virtual, right? Like, before the school year started, they were like, there's just no way that we could send our kids to school. We don't know the long-term effects of this virus. And now that they've been doing virtual for a month, they're like, oh, my God, Joris, Ray, please, God, reverse the decision. I can't do this. This is not working. You know, it's like, that's, I guess, independent of what's going on in the community with COVID, but like, it does seem like now is the time to, okay, we've done bars, you know, we've done restaurants, we fixed retail in terms of capacity, whatever. Let's get kids back in school, right? I mean, come on.
Well, it's funny. I actually was asking Chris Harrington this the other day. Do we know what the health department has said about schools? Have they made a recommendation, or is it simply Joris Ray has made a decision about school?
I mean, it's Joris Ray, clearly, because, I mean...
Has the health department said, cool is school? It's fine, great, we should be doing this? I haven't seen that either. I haven't seen a statement from the health department saying school is a great idea.
I don't know that they have definitively weighed in one way or the other.
It's possible that they just sort of didn't weigh in because they were leaving it up to...
Exactly.
You know, one problem is, and this is just like, again, I think first, second, third graders, you should be trying to make an effort to get them in school. I mean, what we've seen from suburban schools and what the health department has said is there have been no giant spikes that have been related to schools. Now, various schools have had to close. St. George's has gone virtual. Christian Brothers has gone virtual. So we've seen, you know, having to pull back and go ahead and pull back and go ahead. But you do sometimes think that should Shelby County Schools have been more ambitious about trying to get kids back in class? Of course, you also are dealing with a situation where the resources are different. The number of kids are different. Just because a suburban school, which is financed at X level, can do it and has X number of kids, doesn't mean that more urban school which doesn't have the same resources and has more kids, can manage it. That's the problem. You know, just because your wife, it worked beautifully there, well, go to a school which is much less well-funded and much more crowded, and will it work? That's the problem of the inequity in resources in our school systems. But fundamentally, do I agree with you? Should they be more ambitious about getting kids back in school? Yes, I do.
Can you explain to John, so he no longer jokes about it, the significance of the movie Brian's Song?
Is he joking about it?
Well, he takes it very lightly, and I think he's done a lot of...
It's basically a white guy and black guy get together and kiss.
Yeah, see, he has no respect that it was the first interracial roommates in the history of the NFL. You know, guys coming from different backgrounds, you wouldn't think
they didn't kiss. They became, one guy's a star, African-American star. The other guy's a white bit player, role player. But here's the truth, Jason, is that I lived in a household where there were two very well-known cancer movies of that vintage. One was Brian's Song, and one was Love Story. And in both Brian's Song and Love Story, the person who has cancer dies. And so everyone else was watching Brian Song and Love Story. But because I had leukemia, and it never occurred to me this was why, if we had it on, Mom would come in. And back then, you'd have to walk up to the TV. We didn't have remotes. She'd walk up to the TV, and she'd turn it off, and she'd say, this is trash. But the reason is because the guy with cancer dies. And I don't know whether she didn't want to, you know, see that, or she didn't want me to see that.
Yeah.
But I never watched Brian's Song, and I never watched Love Story because I had cancer, and the cancer person dies.
Wow.
How about that?
You see how seriously Jeff's mom took it?
Yeah, I see.
No, for a different set of
circumstances. She took it very seriously. Yeah, no, it was a cultural sensation. I mean, it was everyone except for me, as far as I could tell, watched it, you know. And, yes, it was. You look back at it, and I, you know, and that interracial, you're exactly right. Like, at the time, you know, what year was it released?
71, I think, or somewhere around there. Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking long after, you know, MLK was assassinated. I mean, that's the time when the streets of downtown Memphis was being emptied because people were scared to come downstairs. And then you're exactly right, this friendship between this white football player and this black football player and what they meant to each other. It was absolutely a cultural phenomenon.
Wow. Well, I will certainly.
Think John would understand that sort of with the dynamic with this show.
I don't need to watch. I don't need to watch a 1971 film
in these times, John.
I mean, when I grew up in the '90s when it was normal for black and white people to be friends. I don't. With all due respect,
doesn't sound like you're ever going to see it.
Yeah, I mean,
or give it the proper respect.
I mean, is there anything I can take from that movie, Jeff? I mean, is there anything I can learn? I guess you don't even know. Jeff doesn't even
know. Well, you can be more respectful of your co-host, you know, like you can support him.
I do.
You know?
I do support him.
You're not, instead of just ridiculing him, you know.
I said yesterday.
I don't want you to be, you know, you can be a little more, you know, you're a little more a Sayers-like. You know, a little more Brian-like.
I said yesterday that he would be, if I had one, he would be in my 45 under 45.
That was great.
How is that not?
That's a backhanded slap.
No, it's not. It's what happened.
It's the best he can do. I'm not even offended by this.
I was listening to that segment where you were talking about Jason being one of the 45 under 45, and Jason hit it exactly right. The only reason you were talking about rankings was because you once were in the, you know, whatever else, the 50 under 20, whatever the hell it was.
20 under 30.
Jason 100% nailed that. As soon as he said that, I'm saying that Jason's absolutely right. And this is the kind of thing that if you watched Brian's Song, you would realize you don't need that kind of a toxic relationship. you don't need to be, you know, by implication, putting your partner down.
I wasn't. I was lifting him.
Let's be honest, to make you feel better about yourself.
Oh,
like,
no,
no,
no, no.
That's the only reason you do it, you know?
No. No, I tell you, I don't need that because I come in here every day.
It's about his life of accomplishment, Jeff.
I come in here every single day, and it's hung up on two tacks, 20 under 30, my face. Every day it's memorialized and immortalized in this studio.
If you think about the first question he asked, Jeff, he asked about how much Bills gear you have. Think about John now, for example. John has every piece of Raiders memorabilia
every
you could ever humanly
piece.
Imagine now at this
every,
point.
There's no Raiders gear that I don't own, Jeff. None.
Do you remember when I went out there to the Raiders game and I came back? You asked me to come back with
You're such a dick for this. You're such a dick.
For you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't come back with a single shred of anything.
He didn't come back with any. He was literally.
Oh, I bet you were angry, too.
Oh, I bet he was furious.
He was in Oakland.
I think he actually was legitimately offended.
Of course I was. He was in Oakland.
He just assumes. He just assumes.
Jeff texts me. He texts me a picture. He texts me a picture of while he's out there, right, dangling, teasing me. And he comes back with absolutely nothing for me. Not even like a souvenir beer can. Just nothing. You know?
Nothing.
I mean, I was his producer at that time. You know, if Eric was out there and I wasn't even his producer, Eric would come back with like some real gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff said nothing.
This man is dangling Eric out there now.
You know, my love language is not gifts.
I see.
And
it's in job placement.
I love this. This is good. This is teaching.
You're a recruiter. You're like a headhunter.
My love
language
absolutely, which is more important.
Thank you.
It's more quality time. Quality time. I spent 2 hours a day with you back in the day, and that was all the time I needed.
Yeah. Well, it's down to like about 30 minutes a week now, and usually here on Thursdays. But we appreciate the time anyway, Jeff. Thanks.
Thank you,
hey,
Jeff.
Good to be on. Always is. See ya.
Yep. He is Jeff Calkins, joins us every single Thursday here on the show. See, if I went to Chicago, okay, and I happen to be at a Cubs game or a Bears game, I would have to get you something.
Oh, stop playing like you're the considerate soul.
I am.
It ain't all about you.
I am. Remember that time, we took CJ to the team store with the Grizz?
Yes, you did. You spoiled him.
My love language is money. Because I also got him a
Mario Brothers.
Yes, and also I turned
very generous to the kids.
To the kids, absolutely. To the adults, they can go to hell.
One of my favorite moments on y'all's show was when this man gave you surprise Lionel Richie tickets. Do you remember that?
Because he owed me.
I did owe him. For some Billy Joel.
It wasn't like out of the kindness of his heart.
I didn't know the backstory on paying a debt.
Well, yeah. It was like an unspoken
debt.
It hurts me a little bit that it wasn't genuine. But it was genuine, though. It was still a surprise. He did not know it was
genuine
happening.
Payback.
Yeah.
But it was part of a payback. All right, I'll cut that.
And it was a genuine reaction from Jason when he found out.
Oh, it was very genuine.
That you were actually paying back a debt. Yeah. Paying off a debt.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm a nicer person than I get credit for. That's all right.
There it is.
I will wear that proudly. All right. I'll just keep surprising you every day. Maybe I'll bring you a gift tomorrow. You never know with me.
You can sum this up very easily in how John's behavior when it comes to texting.
Yeah.
Because if you text John and you don't hear anything back for 5 minutes to an hour, it's hey man. I got a ton of jobs.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of my fourth job.
You know, all that.
Yeah.
But if you don't hit, and I understand that because he's a busy man. He's got to be everywhere.
Busy. Yeah.
But if you don't hit him back within the first 30 seconds to about, let's say, 90 seconds, it's, you're just too busy for me.
Yeah.
Oh, just good night for me then. I guess this isn't a conversation you want to have. And it's like, what about my life? What if I got a life going on much like you? But no, see, John finds it offensive if he doesn't get the quick response, whereas he understands it when he can't respond. But that's John. John is thinking, hey, you go on a Buffalo Bills trip, get me some Raiders gear. Like, it's what can I get out of this?
Exactly. Like, when I text Jason, I texted him last night, the 2018 Hawaii missile, misfire.
Which came out of a weird, where did you even get that?
It took him about 10 minutes to respond. Like, oh, I guess he just doesn't really care about this. You know, I'm much more interested in it than he is. Whatever.
He's playing with his son. He's got quality time with his family.
He understands it when he's busy.
Yeah.
But not when the person he's texting. And believe me, it ain't just me. I'm sure there's many a John friend that have been treated that way as well.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. All right. We will come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
All 75 months at 2.99 APR, G4, LHFO7472, Outlander, LU029957, Eclipse, LZO15617. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF59875. Excludes tax, title, and license. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only. See dealer for complete details.
Gossett's Mitsubishi Madness is in full swing at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. And you'll find deals to get this party started. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage G4 gets 41 mpg highway. We gossip at $139 a month or buy for $12,435. 2020 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, built to handle any adventure at $229 a month or buy for $18,573. And take the 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross for a spin at $19,107 or $229 a month. Get confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage G4, $139 a month. Outlander Sport, $229 a month. And Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
9dayshutters.com, 9dayshutters.com. That's my man Chip Wiggins over there at Affordable Blinds and Shutters. They are the only choice for quality window coverings here in Memphis. They're going to get you taken care of, whether it's blinds, shutters, shades. They do it all. They're going to come to your house. They're going to measure everything out, and they're going to have your blinds back to you, your shutters back to you.
in 9 days. That's why they call it 9-day shutters. Everything is made right here in the United States of America. So what that means is you ain't got to wait for Chip to import something from China. It is right here in the United States of America. They got an American flag in the factory. I have seen it. They are proud to say that everything is made here in the U.S. of A. And by the way, like, their quality. It's quality stuff. I have used Chip Wiggins several times. Glad I did. Whether it's blinds, whether it's shades, which I've got in my house, it's Alexa controlled. I've gotten shutters in the past. They add value to your home and they add value to your everyday life. So give them a call today, 901-753-5822. Let Chip Wiggins get you taken care of and get those blinds or shutters that you know you need in your house. Again, call today, 901-753-5822.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. At Kroger Health, we believe that your people are our people.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to help and remind you that you are not alone. Listen to the two-hour I'm Listening special right now at imlistening.org. The special features in-depth discussion with members of TLC, Jon Bon Jovi, Katy Perry, Luke Combs, DJ Khaled, and many more, along with some of the most respected names in helping and healing. For details and more information, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Get engaged, going over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. They are going to absolutely make it easy. Guess what women care about the most? It ain't the size of the ring. It ain't even the diamond itself. It's ring design. That's what women care about the most. And that's why all of Robert Irwin Jewelers' rings are fully customizable. So if you got an idea, you got some inspiration, a picture of a ring style that you love, take it on over to Howie, take it on over to RIJ. They will make it come to life. They will bring it to life. Design that custom ring just for you. And what's even better than that, if for whatever reason she doesn't like it, if she likes it on day one and by day 60 she decides she don't like it no more, take it back within the first 365 days to Robert Irwin Jewelers and they will completely refund your money. Ain't nobody else out here doing that. Only Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Yeah, it's a uniquely a personal shopping experience. I've had it myself. I suggest you do as well. So much different than that big box store shopping experience that I had when I bought my wife's ring 12 years ago. I wish I'd known about Howie and RIJ then. They were around. I just wasn't schooled. We're trying to school you. They've got great financing options. Any budget, doesn't matter what it is, you're going to feel like a king or a queen when you're shopping at RIJ. Great financing options, including the zero down up to 60 months to pay. Hey, Robert Irwin's has got hundreds of GIA-certified diamonds. If you find a diamond with comparable characteristics that has a GIA lab report, Robert Irwin's going to meet or beat that price. That's what I'm talking about, a personal experience, a special experience when you're shopping with Howie. They've got the five rings. Try them on. Have them shipped to the house. The try-on-at-home plan, you can do that too. If you don't want to leave the house, have the five rings shipped to your home. They'll be shipped for free. You get 7 days to evaluate the five. Have the lovely lady in your life pick out the one she wants. When the evaluation's over, you put the ring back in the box, you send it on its merry way. What I'm saying is Howie's got options for you. All the options in the world. For complete details, you can go online to rijewelers.com. Robert Irwin Jewelers, where there's always bigger, brighter diamonds.
Thursday night football tonight, Jay Smoove. Jags and Dolphins. No DJ Chark for the Jags. I know that's devastating news for you.
Devontae Parker night, baby. Bring it.
Okay.
It always is when the Dolphins play.
Devontae Parker time for the Miami Dolphins. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks, of course, to Alyssa Lang for joining us on the show today. And thanks to Jeff Caucus. Giannotto, Jeff, you're up next. We'll catch you on there as well. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
Memphis in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
Good news. Southland Casino is now back open. That's right. The most spacious casino floor in the Mid-South is ready to welcome you back to the action with live blackjack, roulette, craps, and all your favorite slots. The action kicks off every day at 9 a.m. and rolls all the way till 5 o'clock the next morning. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and make the short drive to Southland. We're ready for you. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the made-to-order, meant-to-last engagement ring guarantee. Pick your diamond and setting, and RIJ will make you a brand new ring with a 365-day money-back guarantee. Stress-free engagement ring shopping every day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air Duct Cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air Duct Cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house. Therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And Air Duct Cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's. Let our family serve your family.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites. When you download digital coupons, you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.